I want to welcome all of you again as we are gathered together to worship on this first Sunday in the season of Advent. If you have children in school, you know that there's a school calendar that kind of governs what happens during the course of the year. And if you are a sports fan, you know that there are sports calendars that you kind of pay attention to. And in the church, we have a church calendar that guides the course of our church year. And this is actually the first Sunday in the year of the church calendar. So our church season, our church year, begins with the season of Advent. Advent refers to those four Sundays that lead up to Christmas. And the season of Advent is always a period of waiting and preparation. We wait and prepare for celebrating the coming of Christ, not just as an infant whose birth we will celebrate at Christmas, but also the coming of Christ into our lives here and now, because Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, and we can encounter Christ in different ways in this time and in this place. And we also are waiting for and preparing for, in some ways, for the return of Christ, when one day God will set everything right. And that waiting is not a wait until your father gets home kind of waiting that is filled with fear, right? It is a waiting that is filled with hope. Because whenever we experience the presence of Christ, the presence of Emmanuel with us, Jesus brings healing and hope and grace and mercy to our lives and to the world. And so that's why we wait, not with a sense of fear, but with a sense of hope for what those encounters will bring. And that's what we're going to look at a little bit today. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said. So by a show of hands, how many of you have switched from the Thanksgiving mode to the getting ready for Christmas mode? I'm impressed. I haven't done anything to get ready for Christmas. In fact, it was just 2 weeks ago that I took down my 4th of July flag and put up my fall decorations. So I'm a little behind the power curve this year. But I do recognize that there are people who are staying on task, and there were even Christmas lights up leading up to Thanksgiving. I noticed some of them and really appreciated the beauty of their displays. And now that Thanksgiving is over, I'm sure there will be more and more of those decorations out and lights shining. And it's a beautiful thing to see. When I was a little girl, we had a very specific tradition for how we would get ready for Christmas. And it was tied to the Sundays in Advent. So on the first Sunday in Advent, we would put our Christmas wreath on our front door. And it was for us a reminder that we as followers of Jesus are to show hospitality to strangers. And that when we welcome strangers, we may welcome Christ at the same time. And we may, as Scripture tells us, entertain angels unaware. So the first Sunday of Advent, we would put up a wreath as a sign that we are to be welcoming of strangers. The second Sunday of Advent, we would put up our nativity scene with its manger as a reminder of the humble birth of Jesus Christ. And then the third Sunday of Advent was when we would put up our Christmas tree. And the tree for us was a reminder of the cross. The wood in the tree, a reminder of the wood on the cross, or the tree on which Jesus died. And so we would remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. But the lights on the tree were also for us a reminder that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. And that through his resurrection, Jesus has conquered the power of sin and death. And then the fourth Sunday of Advent, we would simply reflect on the things that we had talked about the weeks before. I think when my parents put that tradition in place, and we actually still follow that in our family, in our household. When my parents put that tradition in place, they taught me a lot about the importance of waiting with hope. There's a sense of excitement and anticipation, especially when you're little, because you know that, oh, Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming. And so you're really excited and you're really hopeful about it, but you still have to wait. And so those traditions allowed us to wait with hope. And one of the things that I learned is that when we are waiting with hope, we wait both expectantly, because we know that that hope will be fulfilled or realized eventually, and we wait actively, not passively. There are things that we do to prepare as we wait. Mike has been in Pennsylvania the last couple of days, because yesterday was the first Saturday of deer season, which in Pennsylvania, it used to be the Monday after Thanksgiving. But in Pennsylvania and the areas where I grew up, that's like a high holy day. I mean, school was canceled. We didn't have school the first day of deer season. And if you lived in a really rural area, you didn't have school the first day of doe season either. All right? So Mike went up to Pennsylvania, and he spent some time hunting with his dad and with our oldest son, Travis. And I am not a hunter, but I know that serious hunters, when they are waiting with hope for that season, they do not wait passively, right? Serious hunters are waiting actively. They are out in the woods, they're walking around, they're looking for buck rubs, they are looking for signs of deer bedding down, they're looking for the deer trails that go through the woods, right? Putting up trail cams, figuring out where they're going to sit, where they're going to hunt. They are waiting with hope that they are going to get that prize deer, right? They are waiting actively and not passively. They are preparing. Did any of you go shopping on Friday? I don't see one. Okay, I see a couple of, all right, thank you for, some of you went shopping on Friday. I did not brave the shopping centers on Friday. But if you are a serious bargain hunter on Black Friday, you don't just meander into the stores, right? You are excited about the possibility of scoring some great deals. You are waiting with hope for great bargains. But you strategize, right? And you read through the flyers and look through all the circulars and figure out which store you're going to hit when so that you can maximize all of the doorbuster savings that are coming up on that day. You are waiting with hope, but you are actively waiting and preparing for that bargain that you hope to score. In the same way, we as followers of Jesus Christ are waiting with hope for those times in which we can experience the joy of Emmanuel, God with us. And we wait expectantly because we know and trust that Jesus will indeed show up in our midst, because that is the promise of Emmanuel. But we also wait actively, knowing that there are things that we can do to prepare for that encounter with Jesus. And so sometimes what we do to help prepare for that encounter is tend to the status of our hearts, right? And so maybe we write out a devotional message for the Advent devotional book, or we take a copy of the book home with us today, and we read a devotional message each day during the season of Advent so that our hearts can be better prepared for those times in which we will encounter Christ in our midst. Or we prepare our hearts by coming to worship. We prepare our hearts by receiving communion, by being part of the Christmas program or the Christmas cantata. Or even if you're here on Christmas Eve, And we are closing the worship service with the candle lighting and the singing of Silent Night. We prepare our hearts because we know that we will encounter the presence of Christ in those times. We actively wait as we share the love of Jesus with our neighbors by doing things like packing meals following worship today, or by allowing the children at Marsh Run to have the wonderful experience of the joy of giving at Christmas time and helping out with Christmas from the children later this month. Sometimes we actively wait for the joy of encountering Christ by sharing the good news of Christ's love with others, whether it's handing out candy canes at the Beelton Christmas Parade that invite people to come join us for worship on Christmas Eve, or our Hillside Nativity. Pam's not in here today, but she brought with her an article about the Hillside Nativity from 1994, which is really cool. It has been impacting the lives of people in this community for decades as we share the story of the birth of Jesus. Or when we go Christmas caroling, that is sharing the good news of the love of Christ with our neighbors. Those are ways in which we actively wait, and as we actively wait, and as we prepare for the hope that we will encounter Jesus Christ, we also wait expectantly, knowing that Christ will show up. We don't always know when, and we don't always know how, but we can trust that it will happen. Some of you were able to take part in the Beelton Christmas Parade last year. And if you were there last year, you will remember the weather that day. I swear every outreach activity we had in the year 2018 involved copious amounts of rain. And the Beelton Christmas Parade was no exception to that. It was pouring down rain parts of the time. We really thought that they were going to reschedule the event, but at the last minute they said, no, we're on. And it was cold, and it was wet, and our poor kids, I felt so sorry for them as they were bundled up with their winter coats underneath all of their costumes. And there were several groups who decided that they just weren't going to take part in the parade, so the number of participants last year was a little bit lower. But Morrisville had a good turnout, right? We had a good response from our church family. And our plan was to focus on the real meaning of Christmas. And so we had the kids dressed up in their nativity outfits, and we had our rock blocker speaker along with us so that when we made it to the judges' stand, we could stop and we would do our little performance of having the children sing Silent Night with the accompanying soundtrack. And we kept testing that rock blocker as we were making our way through the parade route, trying to protect it from the rain by draping plastic things over it. And it was a mess, but it was working, and everything was golden, and we were ready to go until we made it in front of the judges' stand. And as we stopped there, we tried and tried and tried to get that speaker to work, and it would not. I call it gremlins. Now, Ashley, in her The Show Must Go On spirit, said, fine, we don't need the speaker, and she just belted out, this is Morrisville United Methodist Church here to share with you the real meaning of Christmas. And the kids started to sing, led by Jen. And the adults who were part of the group, walking along, handing out candy canes, joined in. And in good United Methodist fashion, we split into four-part harmony. And the crowd became silent around us. And it was a holy moment in which Jesus showed up. This Advent season, I encourage you to wait with hope. Wait expectantly, knowing that Jesus will show up. And wait actively, so that you are prepared for when it happens. May God help us do just that. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, during this season of Advent, we do indeed wait with hope that we might encounter the power and presence and grace and love and mercy of your Son in our midst. Emmanuel, God with us. We pray this in his name, and all God's people said, Amen.